first Rashi on Parshas Shabbat, first in the Torah Kohanim, that the word mitzvah, a tzivui, has a special connotation that implies unless and Jews in the other way. You can only use the word mitzvah in connection with an obligation that's doing the Zeris, not in connection with only Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is a 14th Zeris and 14th Loving that we postulated in order to determine what he's going to count as a mitzvah and what not. And when he's going to count as a separate mitzvah, when he's going to count as a Zem mitzvah, so one of the Zeris is exactly this, based on this Torah Shabbat. That whatever is only on Rosh Hashanah is not to be counted in the mitzvah. If they have a few tasks against the Baha'i, the Baha'i counted the Tameches and a couple of other things that seem only to be on Rosh Hashanah, and they shouldn't be considered mitzvah. Then Rashi continues in the quotation from the Torah Shahar Rav Shimon, the Yiddish itself has taught in the Zayas and not mitzvah what he's going to do. You need a special zero when you expect a person to lose some money on a deal. So how does that, the Rambani, how does that feel over here in this parasha? What are the Kohanim? Kavit Ahara and Bar Zani. The Kohanim are commanding that they should be not with the Kohanim. They're not saying for the Kohanim. The Israelim do the Kohanim, they should be based on Egypt. And the Kohanim are not with the Kohanim. How is there if he's going to? So in the parentheses, somebody put in the parentheses of the Rambani Kavit Ahara, he's going to keep returning to Kula Kohanim. In other words, when the Kohen does the Avodah on the Minchah, he gets paid for his Avodah, he gets this Yom HaMinchah, and he does the Avodah on the Chatzos on the Yom HaMinchah, and he gets paid for each of them. So what he did this morning is at least he gets the Chag of the Shech, he gets something out of the, service. But by the Korban Olah, he just does all the Avodah, he does all the work, and he doesn't get paid anything for it. His mom is a consultant, he does all the work for nothing. So that's what they put in parentheses. Not exactly true. It doesn't hold that the oil however goes to the Kohen. It's not exactly true that he does it for nothing. And that's close to parentheses. So if a person does something for nothing, of course it's not true. The literal translation from parentheses usually means that a person lays out money from his pocket, it's spending money. So that's the Rambani, all in the first time on the Rashi talk about that. It's not really Rashi's fault. It's the statement from the Torah Kohen. What is this statement of Rav Shimon have to do with this pocket over here? So I saw one of the collections of the Bali of Hazel Hashemis in the Merchant Retaining. The first part of the retaining of saying that Tatsa, this comment doesn't refer to this person. The only the first comment of this, this role was, and I think God will let him be in the Yadal Adola. But the word mitzvah only applies like the Raman wrote in the case on mitzvah. The word mitzvah only applies when it's a mitzvah that's the Hazel Hashemis. But we have a few tatsas and tunas in various places where it says, Tatsa, Hashem, and Smeisha, or by God, people, and it's only a Yosha. It's not a dream of, but if you see that in the case, how come it has a few of these times? Another question, I'm going to say, what are the times now? How come the lesson of the first is even stressed on various occasions, speaking in the last time, where the lesson is to use, and it's only a year of a Yosha. So the, one of these Bible places points out, the following passage, he knows that these are passages. In the end of Parshas Master, it says, Vayagat Hashem and Eshet Yadis Meir, Vayagi Nirei Chavayim, Shavit Bnei Yisrael, Shavit. Shavit, that's how Lashem Jew is in Yadu Azeri. So this one has this in the Bible, and says, Shavit Bnei Yisrael, and Ashim Vajim, and Acharas Hakuz Hashem, Alim Lof Shavit, or Midrash Be'arim, to the Ashem, to Shnu Lav Yim. If you give men first, they have this. And a whole long time, that the men first, they have this. You know, Pai Mamon, good for you. So the Bible says there, this is not a dinner day. I think it's actually not a dinner day. Of course it's a dinner day. Whenever the Jews are in control of it, it's a dinner day. It has to be for Paris. So there's a mitzvah. Half of us is meant to say, it means yes and kashuk. But Mishina said, oh, my God, the one side of fear. They gave it to the Jews, and that's the end of the story. I would have said that that's not a kashuk. But the din of Ori Havim is made with Zerus. That these cities should be retained by the Rizim and the Midrash and the Migration of Kutzli, our time on and so on. So the Bala Tesi, one of the Bala Tesi says, no, that was what was bothering us in the other parts of the end of Master and a few other parts of the end of Master and identify where they are. But it tells you he's a lotion shop and it's not a din of Nahegi, it's Zerus. It's only how you are sick. But for that, the Shimon comes and he's our answers and he says, that the Yosef Zerach HaKotel of Mizar is a Mokhlet Yosef in Tzoron Kippur. Sometimes the word job or deal is, even though it's not a deal of day, even though it's not a rush off, because you're asking other persons to spend a lot of money. You're telling the clients that you give away 48 cities, how many cities are in all those? Well, things are good by nothing in all those. Tell the Russians to give away money for Tzoron Kippur. That's a big concern too. So then it's all the use this term job without any special connotation of letting Jesus the day. Well, it's used because the way for the age is out of the mocking the age in front of you. Yeah. That's also what that's Hiroshima, that's the dinner day. But it depends on when she's remembered that they come in, that's the other part. So that's a dinner day. So there's also a dinner day. I don't understand why they're by that says, well, this is a classic o'clock. It says in the name of the Klechan, the first upset. In the name of the Gerer Rebbe, I don't know exactly which Gerer Rebbe he's from. Maybe he's back then, I don't understand. He says that, on this famous line in the Medrash, the Yosef Tzor HaKot and Mezar is the Mokmash Yosef, the Zoron, too. He says that Al-Derech Adrad is not at all the simple meaning, it's not the same place in the word. He says he takes the word too, but he's also in T3, a covenant. So he says that every organ in the body has a T3, except for the heart. The leg has starts to desire something, so there's no way to cover it up to contain its desire, to prevent a person from that evil desire carrying him away. So it tells us you have to be very, very careful regarding that organ, the mocking to raise both and sell in T3. That's not what it says, actually. The mocking to raise T3, you have to spend money. It's like, oh, how's that? T3. And there's no truth to put it in. The truth means that you have a watch and you put a pocket watch. You put a watch in a container and you have a purse and you put money in the purse. So like the truth to put something into it. A pocket, a container to put something into it. So there's one organ in the body that doesn't have any truth. The heart. So the first tells us you have to be very careful. So, absolutely wrong. So the second one, people say it over in the name of different, you know, you say it over in the name of different letters. I don't know why somebody ever should have come to time. There's a strange comment on this medrash, on the local medrash. There's more comments on the passage, Zerf Teres Ha'elah, He Ha'elah, Zerf Teres Ha'elah refers to one who learns to beat him of the Torah Ha'elah. He Ha'elah, for the learning, for the, whoever learns the Parashah Ha'elah, see the history of the Torah Ha'elah. Some of them are bothered with a kasher, I thought it was a fun kasher. And she was telling me, that's the kasher that, the Gemara says in the first parak in Masech HaShabbos in the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that if somebody is in a halasadi to say he's not as well, if you write down on a notebook that if you say better than me, this will bring a certain kasher. And the Gemara says that one of the Tanaim was once a halasadi to say, and he wrote down, and the Beis HaMikdash wasn't yet built, so he never had an opportunity to bring his certain kasher. But look, for you today, if anyone, Khalil is Machai, to say he does any avail the sages which is Machai in the Kevin Hapis or Kevin Hapis or whatever. So you have to write it down to keep track that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, they'll have to bring all the Kevin. So what I thought in his bond is with Okash, so what are we doing today regarding meeting in the Kevin? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't write down. It's going to be others, man, a book and Kevin. You can't write down and bring all the Kevin as well today. It's going to be too late. So what do you do? The mother says, don't tell us how he heard it. If you learn the practice of the community from 7 hours. But he learned, when he tried to practice at home in the morning, and then when he got in Lutra, on the Shabbos, and on Yomtos, and on Shabbos, he mentioned the speaker had for Benin. And the mother says that whoever recites, in the time of the time, whoever recites the Gidim of the Kabbalah, is considered Gidim of the Kabbalah. So one of the other questions is true, is why do you have to write down on a pin course that you have to bring a chatzis or an asim or whatever, why don't you dress that? The mother says that a gear can exact his mind from the family. This time we'll have to bring korban and look to say that it's a family. So why did you have to bring the korban if you say that it's a family? Just besides the price of korban. It's my land, I'll learn to do it. That's the time. I thought it was a funny fact. I thought that's only, that's the best you can do under the circumstances. So then you do that. So the other person meeting on the shopping, and you can write down on an earthquake that you should bring it tomorrow. It's going to be over young, but it's probably not very good. The best you can do under the circumstances is to recite the parasha to learn the smiles or to learn over the deep. But, But if there is a problem with the no other yellow bottle carbon, it is a problem that is forbidden sometime in the future, the problem had there, or the problem factor, or the problem outcome, or whatever, the government is not going to just by resigning the thousands. And of course, they have to bring in the same label. I don't think that this is a factor at all. A claim having a flip is regarding this gene of somehow it is the passage carpet, human who could carpet, whether it's limited up to the carbonies or the price to all mixes. Some are finding the same pattern who has faced off. If someone doesn't feel well and he's not able to eat more, the doctor says he's not ready to eat more, that person is in Siberia, he doesn't have much or whatever. But then he should learn it even as more and learn it even a master. And this person will apply there too. Malam yala kilu ocha masi kilu ocha mo. And the Chafetz Chaim and his Hakdama to the people who came in on question, he came to the leaders of Achemi and all the scriptures of question. It's not a liquid, it's not like a secret list. There's things with lock, stock, and barrel. 3, 4, 5, 4, now this is a question. You just put them all on one page. One part of the page is the same convention, one part of the page is the same convention, the same convention. So it's not really a liquid. So he wrote a long introduction to that about the importance of learning questions. They quote, what he considers the position of all of the retail and that dream, from our issue, the type of process, human process, and so on. It is limited just to Kabbalah, because it doesn't apply to any other mission, it only applies to Kabbalah. It's on the point of saying, it's on the point of saying, that's the reason why there's no problem with Badri on touching, on drawing and on Tarek, because it wasn't in Gehah Lachal Amayshu in Bava. The only real time of Badri on earth was just with Badri. It wasn't in Gehah Lachal Amayshu. You know, I'm married, I'm Gehah, I'm married, I'm nothing, I'm Gehah. And I question it, why question it on a level 90? So the returning said, it's not, but it's not in other returns. But for those of the type of practice, the rules of practice, the right of practice is that learning and question is considered a level 90. So it's really easy. But on drawing and tires, you won't say to you. They think it's not to you, so they never learned it, they never composed the time of time. So this returns from all the returning like that. But in Achronim, there's a machlosis. It's not very said, like a master or a habitation. Whatever mitzvah a person is unable to fulfill, he should learn the rhythm of that mitzvah. As you quote on the passage, great person, he who ain't on earth, on his death, call on Allah, on a basis, that you mock with the Emurim all night long. Other passage says that all the avodas have to be done by Yom. Yom Shavuot of the Hakul and Shabbat, the passage later. So you have to leave after the passage, because that's only on avodas are done. Peter Kabbalah Halacha and Zika. The last passage in Peleg Zion. The first seven talking, first seven chapters in Bayishra all had the rhythm of all the Kabbalah. Then starting from chapter 13, it tells about how they gave Zika's tune to Aaron and Bono. The Kuli of the Peleg Zion is one long name. So the very last passage in Peleg Zion is that Peter said, it's made to the house of the young Kabbalah is made for the house of seven and nothing. The Gemara of the Ashen from that first week, that you can only, we just had yesterday, the other day, and the Rashi in the beginning of Eilid Zon. So you can only be Makar Kabbalah by Yom and not by Lali. You can only be Avodah by Yom and not by Lali. So what does Rashi say here? That he who ever makes on the Gesh Kala Lai Rabbeke, the Tosik says that it burns all night long. The Tosik said once a day, you could have insisted, if you wouldn't listen to Rashi, you could have insisted that in the first degree, that you put the sailors, you put the Emurim on in the Gesh by Yom, before the Shia, and it continues to burn all night long. Unless there's something falls off and you want to put it back on, a Habiyah person, you don't have all the scriptures, something fell off and you want to put it back on. You never put it on the first place, you want to put it on by life. The one thing in the future, then you're not allowed to. That's the one of the Balayah person said. In the case of Paniyah Ferozes, he says like that. The only time you put on Caleb on in the Gesh by Lila is if you put it on in the cellar. You put it on, you can leave it on all night long. Or if it fell off, then even though it says, before Hashem, you put it back on. If it fell off, and if I have to Hashem, fell off after Hashem, and Hashem says it equals, it's considered as if it's already mixed out of Gamma, and you don't have to put it back on. But let's say you never put it on the Bodyon, you never put the head on the Bodyon, so then the Tariq Rajah says you can't put it on by life. It says that's a nice, beautiful telephone on the spirit of Sukhna, it's against the Gemara. It says it's against the Gemara. So the yes, Tariq. It's wrong. And then he says, then in the footnotes on the bottom of Paniyah Ferozes, the Chacham who published this, writes that the Rambam tells the same thing. The Rambam never says that. It's against the Gemara, it's against all of them, it's against God. Rashi says the same thing. Rashi says it's not his own, just quoting the truth. the same beginning. You do have Thursday known by life. I wait in the process of the end of Thursday. Thursday's process, everybody says like that. But only I wait if I done has to be done by law. Things like that, brother, her love, week has to be done by law. Other things are not, I wait if I done. That's what we discussed on many occasions. We discussed the dealing regarding those Tehadim are familiar to Griffin Dalila. So we thought we said the same that you're not allowed to Griffin Dalila. It's kind of only like in the process. She's done the whole thing, the church and the rest is not. I think it's really called Yuzuch or Nada. And the church is by Ezra Yuzuch. So the church is right together, the church and the rest is not. If the Tohanim were singled out, or if the thing of the Tohanim to do services, to do our very best for Tohanim, so the rest is not, to do them. To say to the Tohanim. So you saw me say to say it in time, and the Muslim in time, that the time is to do them, a few times every day, and then our time is stupid, but the difference to me is like, well, so the Yisrael should say is that just like Avodah has to be done back to Bayam, so too the Hassan has to be done back to Bayam. And the Magen Avraham quotes in the back of Moses and the Ramon, the bottom of the tour, he quotes in the Ma'aril that you can do from Dalila against the Yisrael and against maybe some other Yisrael and against, but it's clearly against the Yisrael. Why? So the Ma'aril is either there's a Hesed for the first or the last is not. So he says, that the Hesed to travel the Shaddam, not all of them. The first or say, different kinds of say. He says that the Hesed is back to Chavei Shaddam that requires by Yom. Maybe the Hesed is to Asharabah, to the Kosha Balai Lezah. But that's the same thing, if you do not pray to him in Balai, that's the same. Kol Alay Lai Rabbeinu. Eitan is best to cover, the Kosha has a special room, and you have to see that the Eitan is there, doesn't go out. First it has twice, let's see it there. First it came, eight times the death, two times the death, let's see it there. Then we have repeated again, and first it goes. Eight times the title of the death, let's see it there. The Rashi says that whoever's Mechad eight times the death is eight on two levels. Mechad eight times the death, eight on different levels. That's the Gemara doesn't say. No, it just says that Mechad eight times the death is eight on two levels. Eight times the death is eight on two levels. Ramban Achum is disagrees with the Rashi, and he thinks that the two of those things are referring to two different things. It's not referring to the same thing. Ramban says that if the Tohadim are staying around the Beit HaMikdash, let's say, some people keep on bringing Korbanos and have to keep on bringing Chayim about in the death, they have to keep on seeing to it that there's a fire, there's a fire, so you can't burn a Chayim. But let's say it's a slow day, start. No one's bringing anything, but the thing is probably so sad, the Tohadim are now buying it, and two, we felt it. That's all. Four carbonas all day long. They made a fire early in the morning, and then they put the carbon oil on over the whole oil, full of carbon, not just the hay, the whole style oil also. How long, and then they bring the food and stuff. How long is it going to take to burn? So that's going to be the ace, it's not going to go out. How many logs are they going to put on again? This is the ace going to go out. So what's going to be with the din of late report? So the body of faith on some of the ace is how can it be? On a normal weekday, on Yom Tov, when the people are doing the family has been there on Yom Tov. So then, since the summer's failure, so they're going to have what to burn, so they're going to put in more logs, and there's going to be more and more fire. I find it on Shabbos, and there's a week in Morocco, and so there's a week to have all on Shabbos. We don't have to do our work for the sake of our service, so then it's Shizman Tavua. We only have four Shabbos, two meaning and two Shabbos, that's the whole Shabbos, all on Shabbos. How is it possible that the ace is not going to go out? So they quote the maker's king, he quotes different things. He says, some of them say there's an S. Every Shabbat there is an S that the ace is going to go out. Every time say, what now? Just like the dini that he submitted in the Holy Shabbat to the state of the Kabbalah, the Mount Kavua, that the Kabbalah is permitted and obligated to be in the Holy Shabbat to the state of a Shabbat to the Holy Shabbat. That's the secret that the ace doesn't go out. Even though they're not doing much to anything, you only have four carbonas the whole time, all day long, the whole day. They still have to put on more logs to make sure that the ace doesn't go out. That's what they're doing, like carbonas is mine to work. That the ace should burn on the ground. But then he said to this, if the Adam has to speak to me, that the ace shouldn't go out. And if the Adam is standing around and they see that the ace is about to go out, even though they're not experiencing the flame. They see the whole flame is about to go out, not going to any flame left at all, not any spot when it is there, then the Ramban writes that to hurry up. You have to get another log and start seeing to it that the ace is being looked at. They're seeing to it. This is an avail which they violate to save the altar. They just stand by and they see that the ace is going to go out. So they have to see to it that it's in there. The other part is, That's a different deal. The Gemara says, Hamor Gachelos now Gad Yamitzeach is Loike. Let's say you have fires, you need to have a big new bath. The Gemara says, Funny, you tap it in the bath and bite it, and funny, you're not going to tell you that. So let's say you have all over the place you have fires. A crane takes off one little coal, and he puts it on the floor. And the neighbor, the flame goes up. He takes a cup of water and he pours out. He pours it on top of one piece of coal. And the fire is all over on top of his bed, except for this piece that is burning. He just pours one log and it goes on. So that's a different log. That's the other log. Right this to have a cob of gachela. One little gachela. My God, he's there to go. If the cotton are staying around on top of it on the weekdays, and they see that the flame on the Mizbeah is not the way it was in the beginning. You didn't really get to have big marocas, they have big fires, and they put on the halo from the Kogan Tomiko Shaka, and it's burning away with a big bonfire. And then after a couple of hours, there's just a little flame over there. And after people that are burned with the same gesto all day long, no, that's not a deal. I have to burn the whole race, the whole of the gesto, you put them in. You have to have somewhere that could be an ace on the new chair. That's the one law, the other law, on the Chava and Gachela. One little Gachela is what you do with the law. In fact, that's what the Ramban says. It's a two different laws. It's the Chava points out the Ramban. He has a little speech book, and he has a little based on the, based on Mitzvah, and then it's the Chava over here. He points out that the Ramban Achonis explains that these are not the same. I saw him in the Chava, he became them by the Balagat Tesis. He says that Rashi says, I'm a chabay from the death, like it's over the Shmelav, and the new year, but he's only over the Lazar. And he doesn't explain, so why does he just explain? He doesn't explain. He doesn't explain. The Rabban explains it's what. So they really keep this in love. And then he comes over, he quotes a very sharp character from the Chelka Fiyara. Chelka Fiyara was a Talmud of the Nezra. He was also, the Chelka Fiyara was also a Talmud of the Elements. So they're very sharp. Sharp is the other name he is today, because it's always sharper. But the difference is that the other name you don't never have other close to Shabesta. It's sharp. But he doesn't fall in because he's sharp. Because he's sharp, a lot of times falls in because it's sharp. A lot of times things are so sharp that you know right away that he's sharp. So he has on this Ramban, because he has a caption. And he's a friend of points out that it's not a sure. The caption, he made a mistake in the caption. He starts with the whole Chayitah, so we will do not comment to over all of our Pesach. The question is, you will have seen that the comment to over our Pesach is in each of the right and each of the Rabbana. So we talk about that student. The comment to over our Pesach is only a snatch in the Rabbana. That's why Tala comes to say, he still to over our Pesach. And he says, Nafi, to over all of our Pesach, so the Nafi didn't violate by Rabbi Mok, he said, there's no clown. The comment to the Tala of you, the comment to over our Pesach is in each of the right, he said, you know, it doesn't matter, the comment to say, he still comes to say, so, once it comes safe, all the promise in the world becomes also about feel about. No, in fact, because you're never allowed to eat if you're able to. So we talk like that soon. So the sad is, what if a person has promise in his house besides God? And he never knew that there was an avera by the rabbi much. He didn't have to say, he violated that avera. Most people are nice, they never have a reason. So the beginning of it doesn't matter. Not places me. Say me. You report that we talk to an affirmative. Even though it's a trade day, you still have a snot, you know. Father, what a country so good, so maybe the whole city in his office. So we talked to him over here, that country so good, and the promise of our Pesach is also, even if he didn't know that there was an Avera. What if not only did he not know that there was an Avera, he simply didn't know that he had any promise in his life. He said it's funny. And he looked high, you know, he looked all over the place, up and down, everything. And then somebody had hidden a whole bottle of snuff somewhere under his mattress, which he was not aware of. So he had Rabbi Moshe on that comrade, but it was not his son, it's not true. He didn't even know that he had a son. But the Mechabe writes the same from another time, and he'll just say to us that even in such a case, the comrade becomes also Dr. Levanya. So that's why they ask why. This is a little more than crazy. You can say come to show you that the lady. Well, just like, I know, when you said, I'm not going to say come to show you that. But if a person doesn't have the air without even realizing that what he's doing, he didn't even realize anything unless that person opens up the door to his house. And he doesn't realize that by opening up the door, the lights go on outside. And it caused the lights to go on. So that's misasa. He didn't even realize that he's doing a mice at all. That's misasa. So you don't bring a chakra from that. You only bring a chakra. But a person doesn't have the air to say, either he didn't know that today was Sabbath, or he didn't know that it's prohibited to turn on the lights on Sabbath. But if he didn't realize he was turning on the light, so let's say the carrying on Sabbath, there's something in his pocket, and he didn't know that he had anything in his pocket. But that's an example of Mishachim. That's not certain. That's like, okay, you don't even have to bring a pocket. What kind of thing is that you don't have to bring a pocket? That's a machlokes from our friend. Whether the shachar is, that was not considered a maitaveh at all. Whenever the person didn't have kavanah tashkid, it's not considered a maitaveh at all. Even Ashish Mehla, if the mice happened by itself, doesn't mean like that thing, I didn't do it, I have nothing to do with the mice out there. Or he'd say no, but it is his mice out there, but it's such a great struggle. It's not only the surgery, it's a double surgery, it's a triple surgery, so if you see how God will tell you that you're required that you should have to do this up first. If you learn Shah, that's how they're in the students on the student, okay, from the Kalkhana, or the central. So he understood that, that Mishraki does not call the mice out there at all. The mice out there doesn't relate there. And the Efakasha is not called a Maitaveh Eiro, so it doesn't even make sense to say country says that's amazing to see our government. If you say that you have Eiro, that is just an Eiro, you say great, so it would make more sense to say that you must not. And sometimes you have a smart decision, but if a person did by law by much of the Misaka, so how can you penalize him at all? There's no Maitaveh Eiro. So the Torahayim answer is, with a chidush, but once you realize his premise, again it's not such a big thing. So Rafiki Sasa, his kasha was based on the premise that Misafik is not a Maitaveh Eiro, it doesn't relate to me. So he says, yeah, that's right, Bamed Ramamum, and the nature of the Maitaveh Eiro is the Kumi Aser. A person has to know how Shabbos are they Pu'ula, the Kumi Aser. So I say, if he did the Pu'ula without realizing, he had no Kabbana Tashkiyah. So he didn't realize what was happening. He didn't know that by opening up the door, the lights are going on. He didn't know that he walked up in the street. He didn't know he had anything in his pocket at all. Not that he knows he's carrying, and he thought that he's an alien or something like that. Or he forgot that for his Shabbos, he doesn't even have life. He didn't realize that he's carrying at all. So he didn't realize that he's carrying, so then the mitzvah doesn't relate to him. But what if he has an avera which is violated to save the al-kasha? One who owns coming, one who has coming in his possession, is in violation of the rabbi mitzvah. He doesn't have to do a mitzvah to come there. So in order to violate, in order to get malchus around the thing, he has to have a lot to do with a mitzvah. You only get malchus from the rabbi mitzvah. It has to be seen to a comic on the paper. But in order to get to violate by rabbi mitzvah, you can violate it even to save al-kasha. So the Torah Chaim says, it seems that the Rabbi Mitzvah and others is going to be violated to say the Al-Kasha. It does make sense to say that if the fellow is Mitzvah, he doesn't realize that he has a bottle of snaps under his mattress, that the Mitzvah there doesn't relate to him to the mattress no less. What Mitzvah there? It is a Mitzvah there. So you're going to say the snaps doesn't belong to him? Of course it is. Listen to the moment. The only time you can say the Mitzvah doesn't relate to me is when you need a Mitzvah there. That the gift that happened by Kishila Mattress no less, I didn't do that mitzvah, but by the way, by mitzvah, there is no mitzvah. It's an aver that you violate the same time to passively. In order to get mitzvah, you have to have a mitzvah aver. But that's in order to violate aver, that means it's only the same time to passively. But that's the story of Minnesota. So let me see, maybe I have to give a letter to the Minnesota, it's a correspondent. The Minnesota divorced his wife. It wasn't so much in the South, but about a bottom side. So when Kuvayi sent a letter to the Baal Batma, you people crazy? This man is a God Lader? And David is also his God Lader. His father is right. He got rid of his wife, so he got rid of his. He didn't get back his son. He left in a Tzavra. If he died in a few years, his Haggadah. They have his Tzavra sent to them. The Maitre Nisim Haggadah. When they sell it separately, when they took the Maitre Nisim Haggadah, I find it that he doesn't have his Tzavra. When they sell it in Haggadah, there isn't so much there. So they had a paddock, so they put it in that grocery, and they put it in that panel, and they put it stuck in that thing, so they put it in the tavor. He has a tavor that he lets children do on a table. When I die, he lets the Barabatim know at least where my website is, because I had a nice meeting there on the website of the Rabbanim, that he was a grocery, and they learn and so on. So obviously, he didn't die in Lisa, he was fired, he moved somewhere else. But that letter, that's not printed in the student paper. So Rabbi Kuvayi has a lot of correspondence within the Kuvayi. So he has, in the Kuvayi of Rabbi Kuvayi, he disagrees with this in the Kuvayi. And he says that it's not right. He holds that the both premises are incorrect. He holds that the Tzatzik is a Maitaveh. The only thing is that you're not tried by Chatzik. And he claims that he has rights to that. And he holds that the Tzatzik applies, even on the Tzatzik applies, even if the other way to say Chatzik. But that's what we're going to see with that. So the Chalcher Tiyoyo was bothered with a Tashi. There is a Gemara in the end of Menachos. The Gemara has a din that not only is there Mishnah Hayayin in conjunction with the Kodim, the Kodim is saying, and he's doing a Mincha in conjunction with the Kodim, that's called the Mincha Shmashachim. A Mincha that comes together with Shmashachim, that comes in conjunction with the Kodim. Doing a Kodim, he's doing Mincha Shmashachim together with it. But to reduce a Mincha Bishnei Ashma, and Parshim say, you can Parshim stop, Mincha doesn't have to be back to Tuffle to another Kodim. A Mincha that comes with a Mincha Shmashachim, Tuffle to another Kodim, never has Shmashachim. The only just here. See that? You don't hold it. So just like a mincha exists with me'atma and there's a mincha habot in Mazera, so too in this Kayan you have yayin. Yayin in the chumash only is described as coming in conjunction with a kodesh. But the Gemara says you can have mishnah habot and yayin. A person can donate a separate kodesh of yayin. The Gemara has a whole discussion what exactly do you do with that yayin. Then you have that person, the hema, and you're doing the kosher in conjunction with the yayin. Then you know you take the wine, and you pour it down the piece, and you see through the pipe that when you're starting to there, and it goes down and it gets absorbed in the drop. But if you have so at least something that's poured on the there, the yayin comes in conjunction with the kosher, so the mincha was poured on the there, and the chela was poured on the there, and the dam was mincha on the there, so there'd be something in turn on the there. But if it's not a vod of yayin, it's not a vod of yayin, a person is donating according to yayin, according to Shmashno, so what are you going to do? You're going to pour it down the pipe? You just get nothing. You're not burning anything to go up to heaven. Smoke isn't going to go up. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara, what do you do? So one thing, you lift stuff out, you pour it down the pipe. That's the only way to bring according to yayin, is by pouring it down the pipe. The other kind of thing, no, the other thing in the Gemara is no, that when you have a yayin, habro, Shmashno, then you have to pour it on top of the flame, and have the flames going to evaporate and go up. The Gemara says, what does this machlokes depend on? Whether Mishnah Ha'ol of Yayin or Mizil Mizalfa or Adabi Ha'ishim, if you sprinkle it on top of the flames and you pour it down the pieces. There's no perfect one way or the other. So how are you going to figure out what the Gemara is? The Gemara says it depends on the machlokes of Yidu of Shimon. There's a machlokes regarding Dovetain and Mishkavin. But the Dovetain and Mishkavin is also a Mutter. If you're a Dovetain and Mishkavin is also, then we wouldn't recommend that you should pour it. This is a good story. That to pour the wine down the street can only make sense when it's coming in conjunction with the carbon. But this is the whole carbon. The carbon means the matanah to the both. The matanah is usually like this to the benefit of the heavens. So how are you going to send the matanah to the heavens? You have to burn it and have you smoke off to them. That's the real effect. But the muscle is of the carbon. You have to smoke off to the sky. You're sending up the matanah that is to fly up then. So it's going to pour the wine down into the earth. The burn from is down below the earth. It doesn't make sense. So we should have really said that you have to burn the wine on top of the eighth on his death. But there's a problem. Eighth on his chicken on his death, let's just say, you won't be machabe, you won't extinguish the whole flame, but Mishnah, if you pour wine, you're going to extinguish part of the flame. So the Gemara says that you can. Are you going to pour the, you're going to take a bottle of wine and start pouring on the flame? So you're going to extinguish part of the flame. If you're going to sprinkle it, Mizafah, grabbing the reason, then maybe yes, maybe not. It's that something, but you're going to extinguish the flame or not. So what's all that? Are you committed to do something in such a way that it's a suffix whether it may or may not cause an other age. So let's say a guy's going to turn on the light. He wants to turn on the light on something. But he's not sure if the bulb is working. So he turns it on. It's a suffix. So of course you're not allowed to. What's he saying? What's he saying? But most of his love. What about a dog turning his cabin? He's not interested in turning on the light. He's the only one interested in doing something wrong. The fellow's really interested in pouring the wine on his back that the wine should evaporate. He's not pouring all the wine in one spot. He's just sprinkling the wine all over the place in the hope that the flame is going to cause all of the wine to evaporate. But he may have just drawn. It may happen if I care that the flame will not cause, the flame will not be strong enough to cause the droplets of wine to evaporate. But rather if I care, the wine may extinguish part of the flame. So in that case, it'll violate the system. But he's not really interested in doing it. He's really interested in if I care. Having relations after the wine. So the Gemara says, that's cool, that's going to stop. A person is really interested in doing one pool there, and he knows in advance that this makes pool A. Pool A is liquor. So half the flame cause the wine to evaporate. But he knows in advance that pool B may or may not follow, namely, and pool B is an issue, namely that the droplets of wine may extinguish the flame. So that's a machlokes of Yidu and Shimon, but the Dovetain and Mishkavin is much earlier. So it might as well, Dovetain and Mishkavin is also like a Yidu, but you have no prayer. You can't do Mizalfa Agabihu. But you have no prayer, you have to say, I'm not a Yayin, you have to pull down the piece in order. But if you hold the Dovetain and Mishkavin is much earlier, It makes no sense to say that instead of putting down the pieces, you really sprinkle it on top of the thing. You have to be careful to sprinkle it, the gospel, rather than pour the whole bottle on one spot. So then you're going to be able to drink it, you're going to extinguish part of the thing. I'll tell me the money. That's the money on these rocks. So the focus yellow is bothered with a cut. According to the Mishnah, the holding of Mishnah was only applied when you have an Aver which is violated between the Aser. But if you have an Aver which one violates the Shavi Al-Kasha, then there's no good on Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that you increase the work on Shavan Kasir, so the whole thing doesn't relate to me. This will happen by itself. But if the nature of the Aver says that it can be violated because of Al-Kasha, there's no fool that has to relate to me. It's just the fact that it's happening. There's a thing that's happening. So automatically, I know that Aver. David with a castle, and the whole Hester of David saying the Shabbat and Mutter, and I'm afraid that we have seen it. You know, if Shabbat has a David saying the Shabbat and Mutter, what is that based on? That's because we consider that also the Shabbat. The principle of the Shabbat, they both subscribe to it. The Shabbat is not called a Mashabbat at all, according to the Shabbat. And I'm afraid that we have seen it is, with a David saying the Shabbat, and he's really interested in doing Pula A, which is Mutter. You know, the Pula B may not resolve. The Shabbat is only a Shabbat, and the David saying the Shabbat is also called the Shabbat. The Shabbat if he walked into the door, he had no notion, he didn't have the foggiest notion, the light is going along, it's not Mishnah Shabbat. What does he know? He's in advance that the door may be hooked up with the light, and it may or may not, he's opening the door, may or may not cause the light to go on. But that happens. He knows it may or may not cause the light to go on. If he knows the Zabai, the light will go on, that's the situation. But if he doesn't know whether the light will go on, because the system is sometimes broken, sometimes the light is burnt out. So then it's called the Dabbat Shem and Mishnah. The Dabbat Shem and Mishnah is Mutra, I leave it at Shem and because that's an extension of Mishnah. So you say, that too is called Mishnah. So the Selfish Yod is Dabbat Shem and Mishnah. According to the Nishidus and Slav, that the Mishnah doesn't apply whenever the Aver can be violated, you say the Al-Kasha. And the Rambam from the says that this Aver of the Lake Shishra can be violated, you say the Al-Kasha. The Kalim are staring around the Beit HaMikdash. And you see the flame goes lower, 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 and goes up. So the Rambam says that Kohanim are in violation of the law of the sister. The two of them, one is not to extinguish, and one is not to turn around and let the angel off by itself. So if this Aver can be violated, the Shavu Al-Kasha, so then when the sequence is flawed to the flaw, there's no heter of Mishnah. Even if it happens all day in Mishnah. See? It doesn't have to be right to them. They're just sitting there, and the angel went out. So this is still an Aver. The Aver is still related to them. The fact that they're standing there, the ones that are very relate to them, so then we should even say that the government of Mishnah is also awesome. Because the whole heter of the government of Mishnah and Mutter is an extension of Mishnah. There's no heter of Mishnah. There's no heter of government of Mishnah. That's his problem. That's his problem. Is it a castle? But if they come to say it's not a castle, he gives one reason. I think there's another reason why. He says the Rambam said, how come he said, there are two chukim. The Pasuk Hei is Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk Hei says Lo Shishra and Pasuk Vav says Lo Shishra. So in the context of the two chukim, he's talking about two different things. One is Lo Shishra, you should see time, you should see that the whole fire shouldn't get extinguished. One is Lo Shishra. Hamorik Yachelet, my God, when it's there, is later. So when the Gemara says that when you're being Mizal of Yana, Gabi Ho'ishim, there's a Gabi Shem in his cavern, that it may or may not cause people who are, what is going to cause the whole age to be covered? No. Don't cause a little bit of mixture of the age to be covered. So the Chemda Tainer said, that other religion is only violated the Kumi Asher. The Ramban has six children. The one part of the religion can be violated through the Gisei Yal Pasha. That's only provided the whole age on the Holy Shech is covered. But that's not the Gemara in the end of Rochem is talking about. The Gemara in the end of Menachos is talking about the case the only part of the earth is going to be covered. So that other one can only violate if he does that nice people to clean that down. So that's likely you should have the boat flowing, the cloud that Mishnah, which doesn't relate to me, it doesn't happen by itself. And the second cloud, the boat in the cabin is an extension of Mishnah, that's a different kind of time. But I think one can find even more than that. What about the other parts of the system? The parts of the system, the whole earth of that in his death becomes covered. So that can be violated. The Ramban says to save our time. What do you save our time? The Chayyar only means that the Kohanim are negligent. No. If the Kohanim are standing around, it's their right to watch that the Yesh doesn't go out of it. So if they're standing around and they don't do anything about it, the Chayyar, that's she is the other one, no? They're not portrayed at all, they're real for nothing. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's true. They shouldn't be portrayed. That's it, by your body muscle. That's an idea where there's nothing you have to do. Just by possession. Possession of the Hamas itself, there's no fool at all, there's no idea at all. If we are true, there's no fool I say, but if you're true, I say, it means that you are negligent. The Quran's negligence constitutes our way. But if I believe the Kumi I say over here. That's already too regular before she's saying, but according to the Nesivis, the other part is very, very good. That's how I left her late to go with you, Salon, like the Nesivis. It looks so very well, like the Shastik means that there's no mice out there with all types of drama. And that explains everything in itself. That's in itself is mostly because of Shimon holds that to his problem itself. That part is okay. That part of the heritage is okay. If you all like Rebbe Kivega, that Mishastik is a nice idea. Just that it's such a great shape that you're not even Chai Vachat, if you only need a Kapora, then that's it. You have to say this and have done that in itself. But if you all like Rebbe Kivega, that Mishastik is Tosha from Chathas because it's not even considered a nice idea, then that heritage is very good. Shimon holds everything in itself and it goes to core of the heritage. That part is okay. Anyway, this is clear. The Ramban has a promise that there are two laws in here. One is in the whole, when the Quranim are negligent, and the whole is coming to death goes up. Another one is in the Mechabah, any one part of the earth. In the beginning of the times, the Torah has the two genes. One is the Tumah Tzadikim, and one is the Hatzor Tzadikim. I should point out, Tumah Tzadikim was a mixture of the Tahabah every single day. It's a mixture of Tumah. It's like a person's Tumah. The Gemara has a little evil like that. It's just like when the mouth is Tumah, the root becomes, everything you call a Tevel. And when the mouth is tumor, this becomes still, and everything becomes tumor, Mr. Cohen. So the half-breath of tumor causes an effect not only on the famous Hamukhras, on the famous Hatumor, has an effect on everything. Those who over here, the whole Deshon, where the Greeks are born from the Mizbeach, where you have the Fehler, where you have the Bishar Ha'oilo, you have the Mitzvah to burn it. And suddenly when you say, if you burn it, it's a very nice and smooth process, and you might as well just kill me, even on the Deshon, even on the Deshon, you still need it, so it's still only the Mitzvah. It's still another Mitzvah you have to do. What's that Mitzvah? The Shumah Tzadikim. Once you do the Shumah Tzadikim, that's considered a nice and smooth on everything. Not just that the Shumah Tzadikim has a special status. It has a halach on everything. It's an effect on everything. But all the religions are not just mitzvahs. So that's every day they had to take a little bit of Shumah Tzadikim and some other things. Put it on the floor. And the Gemara says, and that's what it says, with the new blood in coming, would be swallowed up. It would get absorbed under the image on. And then, now she says, every couple of days, every couple of weeks, whatever the case happens to be, when there's so much, there's so many ashes on top of the mitzvah that the contest can't function, so then you really have to remove the ashes. That's a source of ashes. That's not an avoda. That's not the same as Shimon said it. That's just for convenience purposes. So you shouldn't have a messy in the bed. You have to remove her source of ashes. But Shimon said it, and it's a mitzvah that had to be done every day. The reason why Chalei Yisrael found out in the union, how many big dikuna to the same deal when he does the Shimon said it. So the first one he mentions too, but about how to have Nidre God, Nidre God he says is extended. The mitzvah see that is mitzvah center. The chief for me to sound like the only way to go. The extended. I mean, it's not time, it's one time. The other time it says, no, what are you talking about? Stefan Avedi, you need a train. So it's an Avedi, so you need all the big equipment. The train is not wearing the dollar to go to. The train has to be wearing the dollar to go to. So you need to see that. Now, where does that come in? How much discretion do you have to take? So now he writes, Meloha Machpo. Now he himself also writes, Meloha Machpo. That's in a few places in the Mar, right? He says, Meloha Machpo. The Rashash, right? So he doesn't say that anywhere. He says to the best of his knowledge, there's no source for that. The mother has in the ego discussion how much you have to pay. So the mother says, Rashi. The mother is a Mela Masa. That is Rashi's a Mela Masa. So the Rashash suggests in Sofen in the second page. He suggests that maybe Rashi understood that Lechatzila, everybody needs to take Mela Masa. And the discussion the mother has in the ego, the mother comes to the conclusion that it's a Kazan. That goes together. What's the absolute bare minimum? The mother says, Kazan. But Lechatzila, the proper issue, should be a whole Mela Masa. That's the beginning of the Shimon Tzadik. And now the beginning of the Hatzor Tzadik. more runs out than we speak in. We say, hey, how you do it? Which is So each time we sit up on the table, we allow our pain into my breaker by breaker. Every morning we should put my rock at the fire. Yorach alea ha oilo. That is ha oilo. Each alea ha oilo ha slamim. What's the hey idea? Who is the special lord? Who is the special slamim? So that's the question of the mind. Yorach alea ha oilo. But hey idea refers to the cousin Tanis Osaka. That the first cousin to be offered every day should be the oilo Tanis Osaka. And this is the source of the gym. They should not let it bring any carbonics before the Tanis Osaka. It's the last Saturday Haslamim, but the Gemara calls, the Imam Sefer calls it the Esser of Haslamim. Not a late Esser, but it's an Esser, it's an Esser of Haslamim. Olea Haslamim tell us about it. It doesn't mean Saturday Haslamim. It means you should be mashlim, you should bring all of the Kabbalists before the Kabbalists are Ben Abban. You shouldn't bring any Kabbalists before the Kabbalists are Shaka, you shouldn't bring any Kabbalists after the Kabbalists are Ben Abban. What happens if you bring before the Kabbalists are Shaka? So the Rebbe says, that says that it's kosher. So if he's discussing and humor and other places, he's got really a school day rank, a school day rabbana. Talk to the side, tell him to the rabbana. It's not a school day rank. You might as well say this, that if he's doing the school, he's coming to the south, he's coming to the rabbana. It's not kosher. But Rebbe looks at the gesture, so he's discussing the wrong of the rabbana at school. So that's the meaning of the union. So for now, it's just in Hilton Shabbos. It happens all the time in the school. A guy walks in and feels that kosher. He walks in again. I mean, I can tell you, see, that, you know, you're not going to dive in the traffic in the middle of the field, okay? I'll say, okay, 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 okay. Then it's a guy that he didn't dive in traffic yet, so he's got down in the middle, so he's down in the middle. The next to Moses, he reminds him, I didn't dive in traffic yet. But then he wants to know, when he's down in traffic, he says, he has to dive in Moses over again. He's the same amount, so he's dive in Moses before he's down in traffic. So the least, so of course, and the same is that it depends on his salary. In the Beit HaMikdash, if he was doing the Moses before he brought the traffic, Thomas the traffic, would he be right there now? What's he doing if he brought carbonic before the Thomas or traffic? So the Gemara says that it's possible to be ready. The Gemara says that it's possible to be ready. That's the problem. The Gemara says that it's only the Rabbah. It's not possible to be the Rabbah. There's nobody in the Rabbah. But still, the Shulchan Aruch is talking, the Chabah and the Ramah. They both say the same thing in Hilchot Tamid. Mm-hmm. If you dive in Musa, you... When you talk to the Rabban, how can I say the answer is no? He says, talk to the Rabban, don't eat it. And don't be mocked, don't be mocked to the head of Amin Israel. But the yes and he isn't telling you why yet. He says, not yet to the head. That's why yes to the Muslim, even before the Shabbat. The one exception to the rule that you bring a carbon after the Thomas of Ben Abban, you can call him Tashah. If Mishra to the Tashah, how to see it, that's when you have to bring it up, yes, with Thomas of Ben Abban. But for it's a shame, he says he has 2 days. There's one other quote, a person from Yuma has 2 days where the place of Shani was good after the Kama Shal Ben Abai, my doctor before. The place of Rishon and Mishnah is there, that's a special carbon of his birth after the Kama Shal Ben Abai. Shaila, the Gemara says that they're both kosher. Yeah. I mean, according to the Sefer, it says if Tzul, did the Eved, if he brought it before the Talmud Shal Shachar, would that Tzul also apply it to the Talmud Shal Ben Abban? I don't know. You have in the Gemara brought it that sometimes they tell you lechatzila to daven first mincha and then to daven mincha. It's late in the afternoon and then the person wants to daven both. Yeah, the Gemara says, Tzul Mishayna Tzul, Tzul Mishayna Tzul. The person is late in the afternoon, he wants to daven both mincha and mincha. The Gemara says, you do the Chassidah like that. You first daven mincha, then you daven mincha, because Chassidah and Chassidah are first. But the Chassidah writes up in the fact that you daven the Chassidah and mincha, and then mincha, that indicates that the Mishnah Gufa, we would do that too. That if it's normally they brought them the Mishnah in the early morning, before Chassidah, but if they didn't bring it yet, and it's late in the afternoon, and it's time to bring the Talmud Shal Ben Abayin, the Chassidah says, based on that Gemara, they would bring first the Talmud Shal Ben Abayin. And then they would bring the carbon with it, because the more runs out, Tzadim Shani Tzadim Tzadim runs out in this country.
The fact that you bring the Thomas of Shach Aser is based on the principle of Tadu Shena Tadu Tadu Tadu. The work on Tadu Shena Tadu Tadu is based on the din that all the Korbanos have to be between Thomas of Shach Shena Shach. So local din, how can you be right to call it Tadu? The answer is no, that's what it's based on. The din that the Thomas of Shach comes first. So the main way the din that you shouldn't bring any Korbanos after the Thomas of Shach Shena Shach. Also, if you have a cloud Tadu Shena Tadu Tadu Tadu, then you would work it that way. It's time to bring the Thomas of Shach Shena Shach. None of the stuff weren't brought yet. These are not special, unique dinam over here. It has to blend in with the Gedarim of Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's what he says based on that Gemara. The Pasuk has twice in this day. It says, Kol HaShigabah and Yigdash by a Korban Nimitol. And Rashi says, what is Kol HaShigabah and Yigdash? Yiga means Yiglu Mimeno, the Tom Tika. That if another Korban or a Kulin will have a Bliya from a Korban Mincha, it will have the same demon as the Korban Mincha. If the Korban Mincha is possible, it will be possible. If the Korban Mincha has a limited Malachila, so the thing that has the Bliya in it because Tom Tika. That's what we learn out in this part. In another part later on by the Korban Kata, we teach this again. Say it again. Kalashiga Vitsara Yigdash in Pasuk Kla. The Bible is very strange. I saw the Bali Atari Sanfumish. She asked this Kasha that the Gemara in Nazar has the whole study of Nazar in our Gemara and Sakh and Gemara, the whole study of Tam Shika. So the Gemara is Sakham, you have two separate students for Tam Shika. One Pasuk over here in Tzav and one Pasuk by Julie Klamidion. If you know Julie Klamidion as a Rasha, the Chiddush, then you have the Pasuk by Nazir, Mishras. Why do you need two Pesukim? So the Gemara says, if you want to have the Pasuk by Kachin, Kulim the Kachin by Rafina. You have the Pasuk by Kulim and you would know Kachin, so why do you need a Pasuk by Kachin? So Nazir, if this Pasuk tells you, you have to miss Kachin. And the Gemara never is. Why do you have two Pesukim by Kachin? Why would I tell you that Kachin? There's any summon or some Tichas or somewhere why I wouldn't be able to learn either Chatas from Mincha and Mincha from Chatas. That is the Kasha, quite a Kasha. How come the Gemara discusses the topic at length about all the different Pesukim? The Gemara never explains why you have two Pesukim over here. I'm sure six Pesukim are part of each other. One is part of Yudalit, one is part of Yudtet. Chok, part of Chok. What did he do to have to mitzvah for you? There's a Machlekes HaRishayim, Machlekes Ashim Tesis in Sochim, in Tereke Lohivrim. Well, he only applied Hetem Mitzvah. If that person is having a ham sandwich, he has a ham in the middle, he has less than a kazait of ham in the middle, and he has bread on top and on bottom. Bread is kosher, and ham is nothing. So, would you say hetem is stop eating in such a case when the ether is not balua in the hetem? Or daski if it's balua in the hetem? So that's where the mashur points out. And I realize that's the machlech is rashi and tes. The Bala Atai is not his tasha points out. The perisha machlech is rashi and tes. The perisha machlech is in the rishon. According to the Rishonim, we hold that you only say Hetem Mitzvah L'Yitzir if the Yitzir is Balua into the Hetem, but if it's not Balua, then the Hetem will not be Mitzvah. So what is the Din of Tam Yitzir? Even if there's no Din of Hetem Mitzvah L'Yitzir, there's a Din of Tam Yitzir, what's the Din of Tam Yitzir? No, the Din of Tam Yitzir, in order to be like it, if you hold that there's Malchus on Tam Yitzir, requires that you should eat so much Hetem, but you have a Kazayit of Yitzir in it. But if you have a Tarumus of Hetem and Yitzir, the Yitzir is Balua in the Hetem. And you only ate a kazayis and not tarubis, and you want to give the guy mouth, is that only the best on hetem and starvli? But if there's no din of hetem and starvli, if hetem and starvli is only in kashim, not in chulin, then a chulin you wouldn't be loyal. And according to the other Rishonim, it is not so. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it is not so. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you say hetem and starvli yisur, even if the hetem and yisur are next to each other. It's not that the yisur is balu and the hetem. You still say hetem and starvli. But if it's balua, if the Yisra is balua and hetter, then the Rabbeinu Tam holds you don't have to say hetter and star for Yisra to give the person malchus for eating kazayis menat harubis. That's the din of Tam Kiyika. Tam Kiyika means that if he eats a kazayis menat harubis, that is like. How did that follow logically? That's the question. How did Rabbeinu Tam figure that one out? Why should that be so? If you hold Tam Kiyika, even though you have a rave of the hetter in the midst of the Yisra, and it really should have been buckled, but since it's nice and tall, since the Yisra is nice and tall in the hetter, They say Tanki Iker and it's not bottled. Or sometimes that it's not bottled, but if you eat a Kazayis when not Arubi, you didn't swallow, you didn't absorb into your system a Kazayis of Iker. So other than Rabbeinu Tam hold that if you say Tanki Iker, you're ready to work on Kazayis when not Arubi. Very strange. But the Rosh writes in Chala, the Rosh writes in Chala that the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that Tanki Iker means that Heta Nefach Liyosu. That's very, very difficult. First of all, it doesn't make any sense. Secondly, we don't pass like that. That's the same from Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass like that. Give the example in Shulchan Aruch. I'll tell you what you don't need to give the example. It says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote a text like that. That you have salt. And the salt is kosher salt. But the salt absorbs a lot of blood in it. So the salt has a tam tika from dust. So you're not allowed to eat the salt. That's great. And then the salt gets mixed in a pot of soup. So the shishim against the whole salt. The blood is no longer making tam. The blood is not making tam in the pot of soup. You have shishim against everything. But the salt is making tam. When you drink your soup, you can taste the flavor of the salt. So what's the din of melach habalu amidam? Melach is a milk of David al-Tayim. Even though you have way more than shishim against it, it's never going to be bottled with shishim because it's nice and tough. You can eat with shishim. The whole idea of shishim is that we assume that it probably will no longer be nice and tough. But if you don't fact that it is, then the shishim doesn't help. So what's the deal if you have salt that is nasty because of the tamshika of dam, and then the salt fell into a pot of soup, and the salt is milk that it was time? Would you say that the whole soup is us or not? So that's the machlekes, the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rashbam practice says, in the Kolabos, the Rashbam practice says, he learned Chatzich and Asmus Nevele Kipshuto, literally, he held that it's a Din D'Oraisa. That's what Tam Tiyika means, that the salt becomes awesome in Tam Dam. How can salt be awesome in Tam Dam? It doesn't make any sense. And you don't pass like that, Rashbam. You don't have to pass him, first of all, the Chatzich and Asmus Nevele Kipshuto is only about Zonah and the Shasta, it's not going to take. And secondly, it doesn't mean that the salt becomes awesome in Tam Dam. It means how you measure Shishin, you have to measure Shishin against all the whole volume of the salt. It's not that it's heter nefach liyosisa, not the way the Rosh understood the Rabbeinu Tam. So what part of the deal is this? So why does Rabbeinu Tam say that if you eat a kazayis and an atarulis, you're allergic? How do you explain that? So the only way to explain this Rabbeinu Tam is that kazayis and atarulis, you're allergic, is to say that heter nefach liyosisa, and the salt becomes rosh and it comes down. That's the only way. But we don't pass like that. So how do you understand the Rabbeinu Tam? So before you have to say pshat and Rabbeinu Tam, why is it that you like Kazayis and Atarubis? All he meant to say was the following. When the Torah said that a person gets malchus if he eats tail of the dam, and he has to have a Kazayis, they're not people cooking the dam. So Rabbeinu Tam just meant to say, what does that mean you have to have a Kazayis? You have to absorb into your body, down the base of me, you have to swallow a Kazayis tail of a Kazayis dam. So Rabbeinu Tam holds no, not necessarily, doesn't mean you have to swallow. You have to get a Kazayis worth of food that has the tam of chelav in it. That's all. It didn't mean to say that the head of nefach liyosisa and the whole salt has turned into dam, or the chelav was absorbed in soup. A little chelav fell into soup, and there's no shishim against it, so it's no tam. So if you drink a kazayis of soup, you're going to be lucky, even though you didn't swallow a kazayis of chelav. The other time said the whole soup turned into chelav. How do you explain that? It's from a different religion. That concept of transubstantiation. So come on, for different reasons, there is no such thing. Soup is soup and a chaylah is chaylah. How does soup become chaylah? There's no such thing. Hetanah, the words don't make any sense. The beer is that Rabbeinu Tam just said, what's the verse of kazayis? Rabbeinu, you only like it. If Shimon Hogi like even less than the kazayis. On a kosher, you only need a kazayis for kurds. We pass the matzo that you need a kazayis for malchus as well. So what is the upside of kazayis? Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to have dafke kazayis of liyus. If you have kazayis, oichel, mutam, liyus, that's cool. You had a kazayis worth of eating, kazayis worth of hanor, derech achila. If you rub it on your skin, that's hanor, that's not achila. But if you swallow it, you had a kazayis worth of hanor at the time that you were eating the chelav. So mastik, that's enough of malchus, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. So it has nothing to do with the other Rabbeinu Tam, Chatzich and Asmer, and Shaitim, that's with the Rabbanah. This is Minatayr. The Minchas Baruch has a piece in the statement. These two Rabbeinu Tam are always Yitosu. Baruch HaShulchan has like that also. The two Rabbeinu Tam are always Yitosu. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Yeloikan Kazayit Minatayr, which are Tam to Yikad Be'araita, and the Chatzich and Asmer, 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 and So eventually comes used to disagree. So he doesn't say, he used to mention the Minchas Baruch. Then he doesn't agree. Well, Hashulchan writes the same thing. Shreya. One is the right, one is the Rabbana, happen to be the Shitara. So obviously there are two different views. So the Rizal Din of Hefei Tzachla Yisrael in Kutchin. That's for sure. That's his parsha. Kalashiki Ben Yigdosh. And it doesn't tell me Tom Kiva. Tom Kiva enough in Mishra or something. Really Klamidian. This part tells me Hefei Tzachla Yisrael. Hefei Tzachla Yisrael is a Machlechis that Rishonim just mentioned. Rashi says there's only a fly when the Yisrael is Balu in the Hefei. So Rashi also, I think Tom holds no, this is Balu in the Hefei. That means he'll look at Kazayis Min HaKalu and based on Tom Kiva. It goes over here, Hefei Tzachla Yisrael, and it's not Balua. You still say Hesem Stav Lisa. This din of Hesem Stav Lisa is the only deduction. Does it even apply to Kula? That's how much like the Satana. One time I heard that Hesem Stav Lisa is in Kula to the Kula. We find him now, so that it's only a deduction, and it doesn't apply to Kula. The Gemara says down to Tochim, back in the beginning of Elohim, that even if you hold Hesem Stav Lisa deduction, or if you hold the Kula according to the other time, if he swallows mamas with liachet, if he swallows the zahazah, then not. What does that mean, with liachet versus the zahazah? The point to Rashi is simple. The only time you say hetzim is tzach liyisur is if the yisur is balu in the hetzim. If you have him saying the yisur is not balu in the hetzim, so the whole thing of hetzim is tzach liyisur doesn't swallow. The Gemara is simple. The point to Rabbi Natan, what does the Gemara say? Rabbi Natan disagrees with Rashi, all that you say hetzim is tzach liyisur, even if the yisur is not balu in the hetzim. So what does the Gemara say? Only the Vatak is not the Zahazah. So it means that there is, normally there is a din of the Tzirah Sefedeh Lestras. The Gemara says the din of Tzirah Sefedeh Lestras only applies if you have Yisr with Yisr. Or you have Matzah with Matzah, you have Mora with Mora. You have to eat the Matzah Sefedeh Lestras. You have to eat the Mora Sefedeh Lestras. So it's Mitzah. A little bit now, a little bit later, Sefedeh Lestras in the Tzirah Yah. But if you have Hesed the Yisr, it's true you say Hesed Mitzah with Yisr, but that's only the Gliach. But if it's the state belief, certainly I think it's right, that the halacha of the thing I see or certainly I think it's right, we've never formulated the Gabi didn't see in the past in the sun. That's how they demand. Based on that Gemara, that's what they quote the Shem Rakhayim that he says, according to Hilo, if you have to have Pesach Matzah Mora, the Gli Achaz, so the Mordechai seems to say, the Magnavon quotes in the Shem Rakhayim, and show it from the Mordechai, the Mordechai quotes Akashi from the Balei HaTezi. How can you possibly swallow three kizaitim in the Vatzah? He works on the assumption that a kezayit is a chatsi beta. Machlech is in Shulchan Aruch. A kezayit is a chatsi beta, a free beta. If a kezayit is a chatsi beta, the Gemara says the beta bli is only machzi ki beta. The largest volume of food you can swallow the last achas in the throat is a ki beta. The Lord says the kasha, how can Hillel possibly eat Pesach Matzah Mora Gechlam B'yacha? That's a kezayit and a kezayit and a kezayit. You're in your beta machzah. Beta bli is only machzi ki beta. How is that possible? That's his kasha. It's a terror. The only time that they said these only mastic effects is if you have a hard-boiled egg and you swallow the egg without chewing it. So will you choke or will it go down? So you might say, if it's a baked baby, it will go down. If they said leaking mastic effects, it goes down. But if you chop it, if you grind it up in your mouth, if you chew it before you swallow it, then you can even swallow a baked mastic. So you must come to see that that's what you have to do. Close to the bar, I said, that's what you have to do. Hilo used to chew up the taste of mastic one. He swallowed everything but Leah. So the Morgan Avram quotes from the Shulman Kadesh, who commented on that Mordechai, what's the problem? Why did he assume that he's swallowing everything with Liachas? Why not say that he's eating everything? So after that, he got strong, what's the problem? The Lachayim comments, and says, wait a minute, the Shulman Kadesh is using it. He says, the reason that there is a din, the fact that he's trying to assume it, that's the Diyeli. That's how people should really have with Liachas. So the Pshut Hashem Mikro. The Pshut Hashem Mikro is like that, like the Rajba writes in Yevonah. The Gemara says that when you do chalitza, you can do chalitza with someone else's shoe. You don't have to be wearing that here. The Yavan doesn't have to be wearing his own shoe. But the shoe to Shamitra is because of Na'alo, the Al-Ragla, that the shoe has to belong to him. So the Rajra, I suppose, the shoe to Shamitra, that's what the Gemara says. That Lachatil, they should be machna. That's how practice. Like it says in the Gemara, you're machna the shoe. The Bezna has a chalitza shoe. And it fits everybody's foot, whether you have a big size foot, little size foot, it fits everybody's foot. And the makna the shoe to you before you put it on when you're about to do chalitza. What's the idea of being makna the shoe to you? So the Rajva writes one suggestion, the end of the chalitza could be the kind of shoe to somebody. So that's how some understand over here, but the Shema Kadesh said, the truth, there is a din, Allah Hamashim Tinnah, the Tetra Akhidah Strauss, you start yachad. The achila is the best only to the end. The best achila, the proper thing is in the kind of shul to shul to shul mikra achila. In achila, but bli achad, you don't have a little now, a little later, and it's a total thing. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says. Rav Chaim is quoted as having sign that there's no hekra from the marta. When you say that there's a steer such achila prat, master. Amorah and Amorah, or Karm Pesach with Karm Pesach, are Easter Chela with Easter Chela. That if you have Hesem and Tzach, the Easter, then you want to serve the Tzach. It's not a serve Tzach, Hesem and Tzach. Then you need Yachid, Liyaka. You want to give Tzach two different things. Then there's two different things. There's no Halacha and Meshem and Sinai of Tzach Tzach with Tzach being the Tzach. So that's why the Marshal is working on the assumption that it comes to Hilo. If you have to eat everything all together, it means that you have to swallow it, not Meshem and Liyaka. According to Rav Chaim, it comes out of Chumrah. Chaim has a kula, but he's blue in a chumrah. He comes out of kula that there isn't even a chumrah l'chatchila that you have to swallow your tzayis matzah, the bliyakas, the tzayis mar, the bliyakas. It's good even l'chatchila to swallow the tzayis matzah. That's absolutely nothing more. But he comes out of chumrah that when it comes to kaira, if you don't swallow the two kizaisim, the bliyakas, you're not even yet to kaira to the evit. That's what they quote. The Torah has in this week's parasha the din of Minchas Chinuch and the din of Chavit Kengo. The first time a Kohen comes to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban, the Kohen wants to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So before he ever does any avodah, he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch to the Mechana Chinuch, even though he was born a Kohen. He's been a Kohen for the last 25 years. But still, before he begins to do any HaKrovet Karbonah, he's supposed to bring a Minchas Chinuch. And that minchas chinuch, a serious or a service mincha, that minchas chinuch has to be brought by the Tengol every day of his life. Not only the first time he wants to do a little bit of mincha, every day. When the Tengol brings it, as Chavit the Tengol, he has to bring machtisa baberg and machtisa ben abay. He divides it in half, and he brings half in the morning and half in the evening. And when a minchas chinuch, when a Tengol brings it, as his minchas chinuch to the mechanechem, to be allowed to bring carbonos and bring hamikdash, he doesn't divide them. He brings it all together in one shot. What happens if the Kohen didn't bring the minchas chinuch and then had mid avodas carbonos anyway? The carbonos be possible to the yezek. Let's say the Kohen doesn't do kiddush dan raglan, it's possible to the yezek. A lot of things that the Kohen doesn't do is possible to the yezek. Doesn't wear big dikun is possible to the yezek. And the righteous things are just for hamikdash. If he doesn't have hamikdash, it's possible to the yezek. What about minchas chinuch? So the Torah Kohanim talks about that. So there are two jurisdictions in the Torah Kohanim where it says that the Yevit is kosher, it's possible. So some are showing how the Yevit that it's kosher to the Yevit, some are showing how the Yevit that it's kosher to the Yevit. In the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, and the Sefer Achinuch, and this judgment, the Minchas Chinuch raises a topic regarding the Minchas Chinuch. According to the interesting topic, according to those in Shalom HaHavah to the Yevit, the Korban is kosher, Machlok is the Rashi and the Rama, what did you say? Machlok is two jurisdictions in the Torah Kohanim, whether it's kosher or not. There are other sources also, aside from the perception of the kosher, there are other sources. The Torah Kohanim on this pasuk has two uses. Some show them how to use the kosher, some show them how to use the kosher. So the Sefer Minchas Chinuch clears a shaila. If you hold, if you have that use, so that the Yevet is kosher, so what if a Kohen came to the Beis HaMikdash, and went ahead and he brought Karbonos, and he hadn't brought his Minchas Chinuch. He's already brought Karbonos a couple of days. And now, somebody tells him, you never brought a Minchas Chinuch. So does it make sense that he should bring a Minchas Chinuch now, before he proceeds to continue to do Avodah? Or you say, no. He's already done Avodah without a Minchas Chinuch, but he already is cautious. It's not going to be Mechanism. It's too late. And the Gemara has Machlekes, but it's all Mavdil, it's all made a Mavdil. The whole idea of, you already said Atachan Antonio and Davening, and the Choy Shabbos, so why do you have to repeat Abdullah on the Choy? The purpose of Abdullah Al-Akkar says, you better tell Abdullah. What's the purpose of Abdullah Al-Akkar? They will have the Achilles on this and Achilles the Rishu. That everything needs on Shabbos, Achilles Mitz, and everything needs the Chol, Achilles the Rishu. And Abdullah Al-Akkar says, they will have. But what if he already, so the Easter of eating before Abdullah is not only like the Easter to eat before you shake a lulu, or the Easter to eat before you do a mitzvah, before you blow strength, or the Easter to eat before Abdullah is more than that. The whole purpose of Abdullah will be defeated. The whole idea of Havdol Allah Kosh, over and above the Havdol Allah Yain, is to be able to have them and Achilu Shem Mitzvah Achidu Zirushu. But the guy ate already, so there's one opinion in Yimah, that's on, ain't no mantle. Once he had a bite, so there's no use in saying Havdol Allah Kosh, he already ate Havdol Allah Kosh. We have to pass to not, we pass to not, so on this not. So on this not, and the same thing on Friday night, he's going to say. He already said, kiddush the people, of course, he's going to kiddush.
Kiddush HaRashot for the Kiddush HaRashot Yayin, perhaps is Kidei Lahavdol Ben Achilus from Nitzel Achilus to Rishut. So the Achilus that he had on Erev Shabbos is Achilus to Rishut. Achilus HaKai Mer is Achilus to Rishut. So it's also a similar shayla. But the Torah Mikadosh HaNayim, what if by mistake he ate before Kiddush, does it make sense that he should say Kiddush? Why should he yell? Torah Mikadosh. Torah Mikadosh. Torah Mikadosh and Torah Mikadosh. Terek Arif Stoff. In the Hasinah we're asking such a topic regarding the Minch Hasinah, the Korban Minch Hasinah. If you hold that all the Korbanas that he brought up possibly ever, of course they have to be Minch Hasinah, otherwise the Korbanas will continue to be possibly ever. But if you hold all the Korbanas that he brought without having offered the Minch Hasinah HaKosher anyway, would you say that it still makes sense to bring a Minch Hasinah for the purposes of the Kahal Abba? Or perhaps you should say it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Not going to be mechalas. I mean, he's already been bringing korbanos, and they were kosher already. They were accepted. It doesn't make sense to have any mechalas. They'll all be kosher b'yevet. They'll all be kosher b'yevet, and it won't make sense. It's not trying to straighten up. There's no way to improve the situation. That's the Torah has special dealing regarding the Dam HaChatos. There's a pair of Dam HaChatos in Yom HaZor. If the Dam HaChatos is Nita Zala Beged, it says, Techav is the Makam Kodesh. A special dealing, you have to wash out the Beged in the Azor. And that Pasuk, the Makam Kodesh, the words of the Makam Kodesh in Pasuk Kav, relate to the Dinim and Pasuk Kafalak also. For Heret HaShel Kirush HaBoi Yishover, the Mekil Nechosh is Mushol, and Barak, the Morak Mu, the Shuta of Amai, the Dinim, Rikish, Pisa, Bayor, Klei, Matechah, Hagola. But Hagola has to be done in the Azorah. Normally there's no din Hagola has to be done in a special place. Do Hagola. Here the Hagola has to be done in the Azorah. So Heret HaShatibush HaBa Yishav, the Shvira has to be in the Azorah. The Rambam and the Ramban quote like that from the Gemara. It's a special din, the Shnai. So all of these din, even though the Pasuk only says Mokhi Kodesh by the Kibbutz HaBeged, but the word Mokhi Kodesh in Pasuk Kav relates also to the dinim and Pasuk Kofala. The Shvira of the Klicheres, and the Merikosh Tifa of the Kulina Choshe. Why? Because this is a special mitzvah. It doesn't show nothing. When you kasha, kelim, and you do hagola, you don't recite a gola. It's not a mitzvah. It's just a matzah. If you don't want to, you don't have to kasha the kelim. You can throw them out in the garbage and you can buy new kelim whenever anything becomes true. Here is a special mitzvah to do Merikosh Tifa. All right, it has to be done back in the Azara. If it's done here, you would say a bracha. You've done mitzvah. In fact, the din is Merikosh Tifa. What do they mean, Merikosh Tifa? You do two things, Merikosh Tifa. The one time it says, that one is the chamin and one is the tzaynin. What is the tzaynin? The tzaynin is not needed for the purpose of kashering the kelim. But it is right on the list of an Abi Zara that the Baal HaTeva had an old meaning that we don't know where it comes from, that right after you do the Hagolah, you wash off the kli with cold water. So you don't know what it represents. Again, it must be a zechel and mikra shtifa. But mikra din, you don't need it to hold it. Din and mikra shtifa is only the kashering. It's a mitzvah. Special mitzvah has nothing to do with the kashering process. In fact, in Mor HaZim Kofi, Rashi comments on the conflict. Because the bria will become nicer. So the Balei HaTosfos points out on this Rashi that it's not exactly 100% so cautious like Rashi, but it goes on a bria. The Gemara has a topic in Perek Dam Chatos, what if it's bishul below balua? What if I cooked in the kli and the food was not nibble into the kli? How could that be? So the Gemara has a funny case that a fella has it with he has a kli with karbanas, star karbanas cooking in here, and then he has a bigger kli. He has two kelim, one of a gigantic pot and one of a small pot. So inside the gigantic pot he has a little fire, and then he has a smaller pot on top of that fire. And he's cooking in the smaller pot. So the bli of the karban is going to be in the small pot. It's not going to fly through the air into the big pot. So you might have the topic whether the big pot that had bishul below balua, you cook the korban chatos in the big pot, but it wasn't balu into the big pot because the shamunis and the butter and the marak wasn't touching the big pot. Gemara is talking whether the dinim applied to the big pot. You see that Gemara is working with their fakasas over here. These all mitzvahs doesn't necessarily have to correspond to bliyas. Nonetheless, the Gemara does learn out from the pasuk, "Hatera hidal kocherish and yezim day back to the yezim." This is the pasuk that teaches us that you can't do hagola on a kocherish. How does this teach you can't do hagola? The Gemara has a pasuk to say that maybe it didn't even apply bishul below balua, so zeru hakosu. The term of Zeres HaTzav is an extension of something that Dovah Shem Metzius. It starts up with a principle that Iklecheres HaGolah doesn't help. And then the Gemara has this topic that starts to say that maybe even if there was no Bliya at all, maybe there still is in Iklecheres Yishover and Klinecheshes, you need Mariko Shtita. What led the Gemara to say such a wild notion that Yishol Tolo Boluah is in still applies? Because you have a din of Mariko Shtifa. What do you have to wash it off with cold water for? The cold water is not part of the kashering process. It gets kashered with Ambrose Baffler. Obviously, there's something extra over here. What do you have to kasher Dafke in the Azorah? What's wrong if you kasher Chutzla? You see, it's Zeres HaKosah thrown in. A little bit has to do with kashering, a little bit in Zeres HaKosah. That's what the Gemara had itself. Like that one side of the Gemara, maybe even Bishul Balot Balua also has this. You show him a bother with a kasha, if you can really choose a hatar here al kotherish and you open the door to the oilam, that Hagola doesn't help on three terrors. And the Gemara doesn't say Hagola doesn't help. The hatar here al kotherish, sir testifies for us that the bliya never gets out of the kotherish. So if it never gets out, how can the Gemara say that libun will help? It says the kotherish in Hilchot Seif, that's the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara is walking. That libun does help on three terrors. So if hatar here al kotherish, ain't a yosin, it ain't go pure the oilam. So how come Liban help? So the folks can point out that there are two Terusim in the Rishonim and this Kasha. Places in the Ra'or. It's two different Terusim. Places in there is that when you do Liban on the Kvicheres, it's considered Pan Kadosh and Svola Kadosh. It's considered as if it's a different plea. You're right. The Bliya doesn't come out. The trace of Bliya is still there in the pot. But how do you make Kvicheres? You make earthenware kalim, and then you put them in a big kiln in order to bake them out, to make them into china dishes. Since that's the oifen of Asiyah, Klicheres, by putting them into a tanur, so when I take a trace of Klicheres and I put Havzara, Lishim Shemesh, I put it back into a big kishon, into a big furnace, into a big kiln, that's considered Asiyah Sakli Mechadosh, and then I declare Pan Kadosh as Bolakan, it's considered as if it's a new kli, and the past history is without my Gershon and Gark's partner Shinolabo. That's what it was said. Then Taisha discusses that the same thing should be if a kli became Nitma. If the Klicheres became Nitma, so why do you say later in the Chumash? But it says that there's no Tzivan and Mitzvah, the Klicheres. These are two unrelated demons. The Hagola doesn't work, and the Tzivan and Mitzvah doesn't work. These are two unrelated demons. And I'm not a professor here in the college, he's a teacher of Jewish history. He confused the two different demons. He's going to tell you about the Machoek of Lezer and Achafarim, like the Tanish of Achnoi, the Imam Bel Mashiach. So he was explaining that it became trace, the Tanish of Achnoi became trace. And the Tanayim wanted to be total of the mitzvah. Everything is mixed in together. There's a reason to mix them, there's confusion. There's two unique dinim about Klicheres. One is in the area of Hagola, Hagola doesn't help. One is in the area of Tzvila Mitzvah, the Tzvila Mitzvah doesn't help. You need Shvira there. It's different though. When you break a Klicheres, if you do Shvira, that was Mitzvah, the Shvira is Mitzahar the Klicheres. Then if you fix the Klicheres, then it will no longer be Tamei. It will have a Tumim in the Rabbanim, maybe. We'll have a Tumah Yishana. The old Tumah may come back with the Rabbanim. There's a discussion in the first, second, seventh. So we won't have any Tumah right. Here, if you have a trace of Klicheres, you can smash it 1,000 times. It's still trace. It's still going to be trace. It says you smash it and you throw it in the garbage. That's what you do. You smash it, it's trace and throw it in the garbage. Not you smash it to become kosher and then you can glue the pieces back together. So that's the Pelda here. Taisus asks if the Gemara uses the Lashon Haferi Yad Klicheres that it doesn't come out, so how come Libun helps? So it says Panam Chadosh is both of them. So it says that this Panam Chadosh should even be good. We got to be removing Tumah. We discussed removing Tumah from the Kriya. So this is a talent. It says, what good is it that Panam Chadosh is both of them? That's like smashing a Klicheres and then gluing the pieces back together. Shvui, you say Panam Chadosh is both of them. Gershon is Gar Kodesh. No, it's on me. Let's say you have a Gershon is Gar and he had disease before. He had leprosy before. Now he's with Gar. So his disease is going to disappear. He has pneumonia before. So the disease is going to disappear. No, that's a halakhic principle. The disease is going to remain. Whatever contagious disease he had before is going to remain with him now also. What's over here? You have a klicheres. So you're going to say, put it in the oven, panel chadash, and all the time fine. But the bliya, the trace of bliya is still there, says it. Because the trace of bliya is still there, so how can you cook kosher food in it? What kind of an answer is that? How can you cook kosher food? Because it didn't answer the question. The trade will be still there, so I need to go shifting. The other, the Ra'or, Rav Nezeshi says we don't pass them like that Pesach. The Rav gives a different Teretz on Pesach Kashrut. He says the Gemara never said that the Bliya will always remain in the Kasher. The Gemara said there's no way to extract the Bliya. That's a basic distinction between Hagola and Leibon. The purpose of Hagola is to remove the trace of Bliya, to be Maflid. Lahagil means Lahaflid. To give off, to exude, to be Maflid, the trace of Bliya. So the Kasher can't be Maflid. But the purpose of Leibon is to be Sarfud and Koma. So that you can do even on the Kasher, you can be Sarfud and Koma. But Taisus, who doesn't answer like that, they're not communist with Dina based on this. So the other name says, that we pass from like the Ra'o. We pass from that the purpose, you say that Dina believe in it, because it's Sarfud and Koma. Not like Taisus. But the Shaila is according to Taisus, if they say that the reason why Leibon, the reason why Havdar, and Kishan is worse than the Kishan, Kishan, Chadar, Borokan, is considered a different Parsha, like Gershon and Gar, Kishan, Aladam, they consider the new clique, because that's the way you make the Kharas, by putting them into the oven. You put it in the oven, you burn it out. So the reason why it's mutter is not because of the story of the Bliya. No, the trace of Bliya is still there. It's still a trace of Bliya. But we wipe off the past history. We're going to wipe off the past history. It still has a contagious sickness in it. As a trace of Bliya. So why doesn't it make the kosher food trace? You see some big Kiddush in places. You've got to figure out exactly what. Yes. No, the Bliya will not be able to be removed in its entire thing. You'll assume that a little Bliya always comes out a little at a time. So whenever you cook kosher food, you always have to be afraid maybe some more Bliya is coming out. And a normal Bliya, you'll make Hagolas, and you'll know for sure all the trace of Bliya came out. When you have a Klechens Hagolas, you can never tell. Maybe it did all come out, maybe it didn't all come out. You can never tell. That's why there's one opinion that if you do Hagolas three times, and a Klechens, then you assume that all the Bliya came out. On a clean approach, if you do Hagola once, you assume the whole trace of Bliya came out. Like, hey, you do Hagola three times, then you know it all came out. That's based on a Yushama. The two quotes about Reason by Day. Next three Hagolas. Hagola, you have a problem, you do it by Day. It's based on a Yushama, but all the other Yushama said Yushama is only talking about Stam Yenom. All the other Yushama, they are Bonin, they are Cholavako, and Bishalak, and something like that. But if you do Hagola, give a problem, then I say it's a fake it up on the Kuba. I say that maybe the whole Bliya came out, but if it's an Isa, the writer, that was Nidlam. If you do Hagolah Gimel Tomim, it's not sufficient. It'll only make it into a state of the right. It won't make it better. The Gemara is resolved in that Kansha. Why don't we do Havzor and Kishenis? Why should we smash it? Why not do Havzor and Kishenis? We'll be able to retain all the Kalim. The Gemara says, because you're not allowed a dirty Yerushalayim. If you're going to have Kishenis, ain't nice with Kishenis Yerushalayim. Because if you're going to have Kishenis, there's going to be a lot of pollution from the smoke. And Yerushalayim Yerakadis is going to look sloppy. Are they taking the mind? That's the Gemara's official answer. The Rishonim ask a kasha, a different kasha. Why don't you wait till it'll be a cliche and a ben yomroi? What do you have to smash it for? What do you have to throw it out? Who's going to pay for this? Hegdish. Hegdish is paying the bill over here. So every day they keep on smashing kalim over here. They use it once and they throw it out the garbage. Use it once and they throw it out the garbage. So the Baal HaTeis is here. Based on the Gemara, based on Chumash here. Why don't you just wait till it'll be a ben yomroi? The Gemara says that a ben yomroi, Menatera is the nation common of God. So Muta Menatera. It's also the Rabban. Okay, so Allah Lamaish is not going to work. But why, are they asking a Chumash? Why does the Chumash say Yishav? Why doesn't the Chumash say that you wait till it will be anything else? The Tayyip Sami Gemara says, all of this is mitzvahs. Why does it have to be Yishav in the Mokum Kaddish? And why does it have to be Riko Shtikla? Why is Bishol Baruch Balua? You see all this is Yerush HaKadosh. He says, there's also various hakos, even if you wait till the end of the Yom Ha'olah, attack me, mutam and atayra, but Yishavah is a mitzvah. So you gotta say a bracha before Yishavah. Not Tam, Yishavah throwing in the garden. It's a mitzvah, it's mashing. That's what Taisi says on the Gemara. The Bali HaTais on Chumash give a different answer. It's a few different Hanayach Raz and a few others, they all say the same answer. That the Gemara has a deal right up in the Tosif that when the Kohanim eat Korbanos HaTidus, the Mashal of Gidul itself, Sham Lachem Lachem, that's seated in a very fancy, fashion. So if they're going to cook chatos tomorrow in a pot in which they cook chatos today, and the Bliya from today will not have left that pot, but it's going to be a name of Ben Yom, it's going to be a Mason Tamil God. What do you mean Mason Tamil God? What do the words mean? that the carbon hafis that we're going to cook, carbon shlam, whatever we're going to cook tomorrow, will not taste as good as it would have normally tasted if we would have cooked them in a brand new pot. Because it's going to have a blia from today's kafir, so it's going to be nice and sound, but it's gone a little bit into tomorrow's kafir.
That's called the mashkul, if you look at that, I'm like, man. That you take delicious food and you throw in a little bit of an ingredient that's plaguing with the mixture.
That's not the proper way to cook karbon. So they say that's why the Torah says you show. That's a chiddush mishma. What about cooked potatoes today in the pot? Neutral. I cooked something neutral. I didn't cook a carbon that's going to become nicer tomorrow. I cooked anything today. So whatever you cook in a pot, the chayas and tzadeira will make it nice and tamar down if there is anything yomo. You need to say that, that's what they say. You need to say. They didn't need to say it, they said it. But you're not allowed to cook carbonis in a pot that has a blia from anything yellow because it's going to be on less time of gum. Even on less time of gum of hetzer, not only on less time of gum of hetzer, less time of gum of hetzer. That's a violation of the mashkul of the gulag, the asham of hetzer. Quite a bit. It doesn't say anywhere, I don't think it says that anywhere anymore. But they understand that it says in the hummus. They said it's actually in the hummus. Then you have the Balei HaTosfos, yes, the kasha that's achronim over there. Balei HaTosfos, yes, there is a, the Gemara says that when you have a plea that's in a ben yod, there's nothing talking about. It is a machlekes and tesis on the little daffin of his zorya. And your day is considered a sacred din. What's called in a ben yod? In a ben yod means that it's 24 hours since you've used it for traces. I cooked some chaza today at 12:25, and tomorrow at 12:26 is in a ben yod. But they say no. Eino, ben yod means me not fly. Once you wake till the morning, wake till Alot HaShachar, is there any Eina Ben Yom? You don't need 24 hours. But the Rishonim and Achronim all their Kakasha, why do you have to kasha the pot over here? What's the problem? The Rashi says, because the Bli is going to become nicer. When is it going to become nicer? At Alot HaShachar. Alot HaShachar, the Bli is going to be nice in time of God. So what's the problem? It never became nicer. If you say, Taisha said it's a Xerath HaKraz, even though it's Enem HaYom, or Taisha said it's Lachem said, even though it's in Taisha HaKraz, even though it's Enem HaYom, that's the Xerath HaKraz is permitted to do that. That only makes sense if it comes over the Shachar and you see in the pot, becomes nicer, so then you have a trace of pot. So even though you wait another couple of hours, it's going to become Enem HaYom, well, if it has to be Enem HaYom, it's like, it's Xerath HaKraz, you got a Smash, you got a Kasher, some Lachem Kaddish, it's an issue of Balabalua, but that's all Gered Givan first, they had a Bli of nicer. And then it becomes Enem HaYom. But if it became Enem HaYom, if it became Nesim Tam Lev Gam before it became Nesim. So here they ask Akash that it's simultaneous. So he says that's exactly the territory. If it's simultaneous, then we are Machmas. It becomes Enem HaYom when the Linus Laila is over, namely Alot HaShaka, and at the exact same moment that it becomes Enem HaYom, that's when it becomes Nesim. You can't say it was already Enem HaYom, it was already Nesim Tam Lev Gam, so you don't worry about Nesim. No, it became Nesim at the same time that it became Enem HaYom, so the Mitzvah of Torah applies there. Kasha is an interesting kasha. It's a Nesim kasha. There's a famous Rashi on the next topic, on Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis. Zot Torah Hashem Kodesh to Hashem Hu. Mekam Mishi Yishkatu Asar Le Yishkatu Es Hashem. That's why Yishkatu. Two people shechted in Hashem. Shita Kodesh. Two people shechted. The Rashi says Yishkatu means a tibur. Yishkatu Es Oilo refers to an oil as tibur. They have to shechted. Yishkatu Es Hashem. The tibur should shecht the Hashem. An Hashem tibur. There is no such thing. There is no Hashem tibur. What in the world is Rashi talking about? So one of the Achronim writes that he checked 101 manuscripts, Kufayat of Rashi, and this line didn't appear. And in the first printing in Italy of Kumash and Rashi in the city Reggio, didn't hear you. You can get around later. But there is no substance. There is no Hashem Tibur. The Rachamim didn't have any one manuscript. They didn't have any Reggio edition. So they broke their head to figure out the listening. They said there's a part between Sefer Ezra
where it says that they brought, when they came back in the beginning of Bai Sheni, they brought in Asham. So Rashi says, I'm Sefer Ezra, it's a Gemara in Krisus, and it's a Gemara, Ena Tuga Mason, it's a Gemara in Smurah, the whole thing is a Gemara in Smurah. We had it this year in Hashaleah. We had it this year in Hashaleah, and when they came back to the beginning of Bai Sheni, they brought Asham Shibcha Charufa, Kulam Shibcha Charufa, and Boalu. That's basically that, where the Yehudim was made by Shane and Machlech Rashi and Rabbein Tam. So that's basically they quoted that Gemara, that it's when I got it in Gemara and in the tree. So that perfect, that the Gemara basically on says that there's many people brought one Hashem Shibcha. Well, what do you mean, one Hashem? So Rashi says there on Sefer Ezra that it's a Haru Asher Hoysa that they brought Hashem the Tzibur. So some of my friends didn't know what to do with this Rashi, so they said, oh, that's what he's referring to. So Rashi has something about the Hashem Shibcha. The Haru Asher that they brought, you know. Some of the best territories, they're mystery, but it doesn't belong. Rashi has also on the Pasuk. Oshem Hu on Pasuk Hei. Oshem Hu, it remains an Oshem Yehovah that she not Shmo Mimenu until you cause the shame Oshem to be removed from it. Leave it al Oshem, she make the battle. What happened to the other carbon Oshem? That the Kosher carbon didn't get a mum, but for some reason or another, you're unable to be mocking it. Because the Balak carbon died, or the Balak carbon drew a different carbon, he was in scrap at a different one, so what did he do with the leftover carbon? So with the leftover carbon, the Gemara says, you actually was carbon, you let it grow, you let it graze, until it gets the mum by itself, you're not permitted to make the mum with it. If it gets mum, then you pay it, and when you get the money, what do you do with the money? So normally, when the carbon gets the mum, and you tell this, and take the money, buy another carbon of the same denomination. And the oiler gets the mum, you buy another oiler. The chatzim gets the mum, buy another chatzim. The rashim gets the mum, buy another rashim. But here, you don't need an rashim. It is mitzapa by the hameisa by the, for some reason or another, you don't need an rashim. So you wait till it gets the mum, then you put it in the money, is used to buy an oiler's midrash tzibur. That's the kaitan of the oiler's midrash tzibur. So Rashi says, and what happens if you never let the animal graze? If you just took the Oshem itself and you mark it, it is an idol. So Rashi says it will be possible that he has an Oshem who, as he not Shmo Mayorah. This is a famous machlokes. Rashi says every 10th blood, and Lachem Aronach has patience accepted this Rashi. Rashi keeps on saying every 5-10 blood, Rashi says the same thing. Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing, and says, it's not so, it's only a Dinah Rabban, it's not a Dinah Rabban. And Rabbeinu Tam has enough in the Gemara. He might say, it's only a Dinah Rabban. No, Rashi doesn't do much. It's only a zero to Abdonim, it's not a din that I tell. And I tell you the din is that most of Kachi Kachi and Karev Oilo. Whenever you have anything left over from Kachi Kachi, let's say someone set aside $100 to bring a Kachi Kachi. This Mahal Shabbat Bushay, you put aside $100. Then the price goes down to the Bahamian. And he buys the Bahamian for $50. So what do you do with the leftover $50? That's most of Kachi. The most of Kachi is Karev Oilo, you have to bring it as an oil. What kind of an oil? A private oil? No. The Gemara learns that from a person can say from a Lachim. That's the Haftarah from Pasha Stolen. You read it with that. Haftarah Pasha Stolen. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, you met his Dorish Yehoyada HaKoyim. Usually the Mishnah is called Tanoim. Here the Mishnah is Stolen called Yehoyada HaKoyim. He's the same God in the days of Malachim. He says from Malachim, Haftarah Pasha Stolen. Yehoyada HaKoyim, Darsh in the Pasha can come to teach you that Moshe Kachi Kachi Kori Vayla. Whenever you have anything left over from Kachi Kachi, you use it as a carbon oil. So the same over here, if you have an ocean that you can't be macro as an ocean, so the Rabbeinu Tam claims that Menachor converts automatically to become an oil, you macro it as an oil. And there's a Zerim of the Rabbanim that you shouldn't be macro it directly as an oil. Just wait till it gets the mum, and then you pay it, and then you use the money to buy something other. The Rabbeinu Tam says, it has to be like that. Because whenever a carbon gets the mum and you pay it, what do you do with the money? You buy a carbon of the same denomination, the same solution that the carbon had that you were paid it. If this was an ashram, how did the money become an oil? So the answer is, it wasn't an ashram to begin with. It started off as an ashram. And then when it's made to buy leh and it's copper by leh bachem, then it's converted automatically to become an oil because of the principle of moisture, kachi, kachi, kori, oil. Moisture means whenever you have left over. You have left over money, left over carbon. Moisture, kachi, kachi, kori, oil. What do you do? Moisture, kachi, kalim? Moisture, kachi, kalim is kori, shlomish. Moisture, kachi, kalim is kori, shlomish. There's a mishnah in the end of Pesachim. At the end of Imperat Yishu HaYotami, where the Raman has a deacon Jesus, and everybody else, nobody knows what in the world the Raman is talking about. The Mishnah talks about a carbon pesta that was left over, and you want not to give it as a carbon pesta. So in one case, the Raman has a Jesus, a smurah pesta, for the same of Kreva, but the Raman has a Jesus in the Mishnah, that you wait till it gets the moment, you pay this, and you take the money, you buy carbon oil.
How did the Pesach convert to come another?
The answer that we have is if you mock it, it'll become shalom.
Why is the custom time? The curse shalom?
You never know.
Why is the custom time? The curse shalom? Why is the custom time? The curse shalom? I'm Jewish, and no one knows what he's talking about. Still left blind. Only the Rabbanim. And I tell you it's not relevant. Only the Rabbanim. And I tell you they didn't talk to the Chatzis Meisah, but Ashkelon Kari Goyim.